Now, you can get your dilemmas into us, but at any stage, you can email talk@beat102103.com or you can WhatsApp us while we're on air. We've just had one in the last 20 minutes, which we'll consider tomorrow or Wednesday. But this is an email that came in over the weekend, and it's a tough one, so listen up and give us your thoughts. Hi, Beat Breakfast. I need some advice from your listeners. I was dating a guy for 6 years and we got engaged last summer. I was so excited planning for the wedding, which was due to happen at Christmas later this year. Over the last couple of months, he was acting differently. He seemed distant and didn't seem at all excited about planning for the wedding. And things came to a head 2 weeks ago when he admitted he was getting cold feet and he didn't want to go ahead with it. He wanted a clean break. I was completely devastated. Now, I thought about it, and given he was the one who broke my heart, I decided I was keeping the engagement ring. After all, he gave it to me as a gift. I'm not sure what I'll do with it yet, but I'm certainly not giving it back to him. He's going crazy about it, and some of my friends have suggested I shouldn't keep it. What do you think?
What is that? Firstly, I want to say I hope you're all right.
Yeah, look, I'm really sorry that you've had that awful heartbreak. All your dreams were looking towards this wedding and they're gone now. So we'll start with that. Really sorry about that. But we will deal with the matter in hand, and that is the ring. Thoughts?
I don't know what tradition is, or like, should you give it back if it was sentimental value, or if it was like, say, his grandmother's or something, and that's the reason he was looking for it back. Fair enough, but you kind of didn't gauge. The funny thing is, he's the one who kind of broke it off. Do you know?
Yeah.
Like, usually, if she broke it off, he'd be like, "Well, I want my ring back. Like, I've paid money on it." My opinion was, it would be. I've never been engaged. Clearly. But I think, like, if I was the guy in his situation, I wouldn't want it back, because if I felt that way about the relationship, I know I've spent a lot of money on it, but I think
you don't want the ring, but you might want the money if you spent 3 grand or 5 grand on it or something.
But
you know?
Like, what?
Yeah, but
what,
like,
would you do with it if
exactly
she gave it back to you? Would it just be sitting in a drawer?
It would just be sitting in a drawer.
You'd sell
well,
it.
Well, this is totally different. But one of my girlfriends before, like, one day,
one
like,
of them,
yeah, when I was in work, her dad called in, and anything that I had given her as a present, like over 3 or 4 years, was in a bag.
Oh,
and she gave back
that's
to me.
That's harsh.
That
very harsh.
And the fact
but
that
I was
her
like,
dad
what am I
passed
gonna,
it over.
I was like, what am I going to do with these? Like, it was like t-shirts say that I given her, like, you know, and like birthday presents that I put a lot of thought into. And I was like, what am I going to do with these? So personally, I think, now I know engagement ring is a different story, but if I was in this situation, I wouldn't want the engagement ring back, because it's just going to remind me of that relationship. That
yeah, but you're
I
not going
to
keep
end.
It if she gives it back. You're not going to look at it every day and feel sad. You're going to get it straight in.
Ah,
you're going to get some
now.
Money back on it and, you know, move on with your life. Rachel.
I'm keeping it, but I'm not like...
keeping it too.
Yeah, I'm keeping it, but I'm not like keeping it in a drawer, keeping it for like sentimental value. I am selling it and I am going off on a girl's holiday
to make up for the pain that
make
he cost
up
you.
For the pain. And it depends then on how much he spent on the ring, whether you're getting a night in Killarney or whether you're getting a week in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, I don't know, I seem to be one. I would absolutely think that you should give that ring back, because actually engagement rings are classed quite differently from other gifts. They are considered a conditional gift, as in the wedding has to happen, right?
Oh.
And in a court of law, you would have to give it back, because
as I said,
engagement rings, they're considered differently to just any other, a necklace or a bracelet. It is in the eyes of law, it's a conditional gift. As in, it's like the vow to get married, and if you don't get married, well, then the gift no longer exists. That's so I think you have to give it back. But you know, then I understand in
back.
The pain
yeah,
of the situation with this
tough
girl.
It is for this poor girl after going through something so awful, and then having to actually physically go and meet him and hand over the ring.
Mm-hmm.
So
just drop
so
it in the local centre.
Throw it in the river.
Yeah.
I'll do a Rose Titanic.
They actually did that in an episode of Grey's Anatomy a couple of weeks ago. She was after getting a divorce and took her wedding ring off and was thrown it into the river at her divorce party.
Okay.
Well, thanks for spoiling Grey's Anatomy on me. I'm so looking forward to that.
A lot of thoughts coming in this already. What would you say to this emailer? Let's start with Amanda. Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Well, how's things? Are you all right? Amanda.
Good.
Now, come here. You sent us a voice note and it's really interesting. If you're comfortable talking about it, you've kind of been in this boat yourself before, yeah? Amanda, can you hear us? It's the old dodgy 4G coverage in Tipperary this morning. We'll give her a moment and see if she reappears. Amanda.
Yeah, I'm out this day.
Go for it.
I don't think we're...
Okay, Amanda who?
No, we're not getting anywhere there.
Amanda.
Amanda. No. Okay, so basically she's been through this before, but she's not the only one. So let me read. Brian was on to us and he says, I was engaged 6 years ago. We finished and we both agreed she should keep the ring. I don't know what she's done with it since, but I, for one, wouldn't want to be looking at it lying around the house. Or if your life goes on with another girl, she doesn't deserve to be looking at it. I'm not sure if a guy got it back, Rachel, that he'd keep it himself, though. He'd do what you're
what
doing.
What would
and
he
sell
do
it.
With it? Yeah, it's not... Well, maybe he might keep it for his next fiancé.
Oh, that'd be awful, though.
Awful, yeah.
But so, I just think you'd want to recoup some of the money on it, and that's the big issue on it, you know? Tatiana was onto us as well. You have to give it back. If the engagement's called off, the person who proposed typically has a legal right to the return of the ring. And Emma says, oh, I'm so sorry that this listener's going through it, but it has to be given back to him if the engagement's called off. I've been through this. I broke off the engagement and I gave back the ring. You are brokenhearted, but unfortunately how you feel doesn't mean you get to keep it. Let go of the ring. You don't want the reminder of the man who broke your heart. Move on and forget about him. The love of your life is out there, I promise, says Emma.
That's so lovely.
Mark says, this is a tricky one. I'd agree with Niall if it was the girl that ended the engagement. However, don't ask a person to marry you if you're not 100% sure. This is absolutely his loss on this occasion. Take it gracefully. Let's get through some of the voice notes coming in on this as well this morning. And we're going to start with Shiv on this one. And this is Shiv's thoughts. Here we go. Right.
Give it back to him. Why would you want to keep it? If he broke your heart, why would you want to keep the ring? Why you just look at it? Are you want to sell it and get the money from it or whatever? Like, why would you want to keep it? Give it back to him. Let him do whatever he wants with it.
Thanks for that. Liam was on too.
You keep the ring, girl. He broke your heart. You didn't break his. You deserve a reward for getting your heart broke. Melt it down. Make a pendant out of it. But you keep the ring.
Okay, as you see, it's very mixed on this morning. Here's Walter.
Good morning, Beat. I think with the dilemma, she should give it back and get a clean break herself. I don't think you get any luck getting any money out of that. And I'm really sorry for what happened to you, because that is absolutely devastating. But I would definitely break everything off, give him back the ring and get him out of your life, because otherwise you'd be haunting you that. For that for years and years. So a clean break would be good, and I wish you the best in the future.
Zini was on too.
Keep that ring, girl. Go on that holiday, and if he brings you to court to get that conditional gift back, well, sure, cross that bridge when you come to it.
She's just thinking of the holiday like you, Rachel.
Absolutely.
And let's just hear, this is what Amanda had to say in her voice notes.
It's just about the baby dilemma there and the engagement ring. I broke up with an old ex-fiance a long time ago. I kept the damn ring and I sold it and I got a brand new iPad out of it, because if he's going to be a complete ass about all this and break up the way he did, well then I'm keeping the ring. It's technically your ring. I gave it to you, so yeah, sell it, get something nice for yourself out of it.
I don't know if she got an iPad. Well, I think I would not be thinking about that ex-fiance every time.
You're tapping away, yeah. Enjoy your streaming on it. You're not thinking about him.